Welcome everyone to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
So the title of this lesson is Room Service.
Yeah, Room Service.
You seem very excited about it.
I love Room Service.
Do you?
I do. I don't know why, but I love it. Seriously. Every time I can, I order room service.
Really? And then you eat in your room?
Yeah, I love it. And TV or maybe bathtub or
in the bathtub.
Read. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I don't go out like, you know, I come in. No, before getting to the bathtub, I order room service and then bathtub.
Okay.
I love it. But okay. Okay. So the key word is servicio a la habitación.
Servicio a la habitación. Now that literally means service to the room. So room service.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it can be a little, you know, it's a long phrase, but that's room service.
Okay.
Servicio a la habitación.
Great. So let's listen for that as we listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Tienes servicio de habitación?
Sí, tenemos.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Gracias.
Second time.
¿Tienes servicio de habitación?
Sí, tenemos.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Gracias.
Third time.
¿Tienes servicio de habitación?
Sí, tenemos.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Gracias.
All right, we're back, folks, and I hope you were listening. I hope you were at least listening for the keyword, which was servicio a la habitación. Right now, we're going to do a translation.
¿Tienes servicio a la habitación?
Do you have room service?
¿Tiene servicio a la habitación?
Do you have room service?
¿Tiene servicio a la habitación? Sí, sí tenemos.
We do have it.
Sí tenemos.
We have it indeed.
Sí tenemos. Quiero una hamburguesa.
I want a hamburger.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
I want a burger.
Quiero una hamburguesa. Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
I'll bring it to you in 10 minutes.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
I'll bring it to you in 10 minutes.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
What a pleasant conversation.
Isn't it? It's lovely. Hamburger and room service. What else? What else?
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get into the analysis. So we're going to start with the first line, which is, do you have room service?
¿Tiene servicio a la habitación?
All right, now we already said that room service was...
Servicio a la habitación.
Servicio a la habitación. Now, servicio means...
Service.
Service, mm-hmm. Okay. And... A la habitación?
To the room.
To the room, right?
A la habitación.
Okay, so to the is a la.
Yes.
Okay, and the word for room?
Habitación.
Habitación. That sounds like a long word for room.
I know. But, I mean, it depends. Sometimes you can say cuarto.
Cuarto.
Servicio al cuarto.
Okay.
And cuarto is also a more colloquial way of saying room service.
Okay. Now, if I look at habitación on the page, it looks like habitation.
Yes, exactly.
The place where you stay.
Yes.
Okay. So one more time, how do you say room service?
Servicio a la habitación.
Servicio a la habitación. And now the question is, do you have room service?
Tiene. Tiene.
Tiene is do you have.
Yes.
Right? Actually, that's the verb tener,
mm-hmm, right?
Which means to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the person is asking the receptionist if they have room service.
That's right.
All right. And the answer is we do have it.
Sí tenemos.
Sí tenemos. Mm. Sí tenemos. Now, what's the word for we have?
Tenemos.
Tenemos. Now, that's actually the same verb. That's tener.
That's right. In okay. The nosotros form.
The nosotros form. The we form.
Yes.
Right. So when you say you have to say...
Tiene.
And when you say we have, you have to say...
Tenemos.
Tenemos. All right. Now, this sentence is sí tenemos. Now, Lily, sí usually means yes.
Yes.
Okay. Here, we don't usually translate it. You can translate it as yes, we have it. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a pretty good translation.
Yes, we have it.
But another way to think about that is to say that sí is the opposite of no, right? So the opposite of we don't have it is we do have it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's right.
So it's a confirmation. We do have it. We do indeed have it. All right. So one more time, we do have it.
Sí tenemos.
Okay. So the person is obviously satisfied because now they're ordering a hamburger.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Okay, let's start with the first word. I want.
Quiero.
Quiero. Now, that's the verb querer,
mm-hmm.
right? And which means to want.
Yes.
Okay. And what is it that he wants?
Una hamburguesa.
Una hamburguesa. Now, that means a hamburger.
Yes.
Right? Now, what's the word for hamburger?
Hamburguesa.
Hamburguesa.
Yes.
Okay, hamburguesa.
And una, it's referring to the hamburger because it's a feminine.
Okay.
It's la hamburguesa.
Okay, which means the hamburger. But here he wants one hamburger.
Yes.
Which is una hamburguesa. Okay, let's put it together. I want a hamburger.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Quiero una hamburguesa. And the receptionist says, I'll bring it to you in 10 minutes.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Okay, we're going to start from the end here. So, the word for minutes?
Minutos.
Minutos. That kind of looks like minutes.
That's right.
Minutos.
Minutos.
All right, just a little bit more tropical. And then 10 minutes?
Diez.
Diez. Diez means 10.
Yes.
Okay. So, how about in 10 minutes?
En 10 minutos.
En 10 minutos. All right. So, next in our little game is the verb, right? Which is... I bring.
Llevo.
Llevo. In Spanish, you can say I bring, or we can translate it as I will bring,
mm-hmm.
right? It's kind of a present. It's kind of a future. Okay. Llevo. That, what verb is that, Lily?
Llevar.
Llevar is to bring or to carry.
Yes.
To take.
To take.
Okay. The first two words, I don't want to analyze them too much because that's actually a little bit more advanced in this level, but I want you to know that it means it to you, right? So Lily, how do you say I will bring it to you?
Se la llevo.
Se la llevo means I will bring it to you.
Yes.
Okay. So I will bring it to you in 10 minutes.
Yes. And he's using se la llevo because he's a customer, so he has to be polite. So he cannot say te la llevo.
Right.
You know, it's not the you form. This is the usted form.
Okay. So this is the polite form.
Yes. So just learn it like that. It's a polite way and it's se la llevo.
Se la llevo. Okay. So whenever somebody you don't know is bringing you a hamburger, in 10 minutes, this is what they're going to say.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Muy bien. And then, so obviously the person is grateful. So they say, thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Shall we listen to that dialogue again 3 times?
Let's do.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Tienes servicio de habitación?
Sí, tenemos.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Gracias.
Second time.
¿Tienes servicio de habitación?
Sí, tenemos.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Gracias.
Third time.
¿Tienes servicio de habitación?
Sí, tenemos.
Quiero una hamburguesa.
Se la llevo en 10 minutos.
Gracias.
All right, we're back, Lily, and I want to talk about the letter H.
In habitación and hamburguesa.
Yes, exactly. Now, first of all, how do you say the letter H in Spanish?
You say H.
H, that means the letter H.
That's right.
Okay, and what sound does it make? Oh.
That sound.
But Lily, you didn't make any sound.
Because it doesn't make any sound.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't. It's a muda.
It's a mute letter.
Yes.
It's a silent letter.
It's a silent letter.
Oh, my goodness. So whenever you see the H and it's not, you know, hanging out with a C, because a CH would make a different sound. Whenever you see an H on its own, it's silent.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the word for room?
Habitación.
Habitación. It sounds just like you skipped the H and started with an A.
Exactly.
Okay. And the word for hamburger?
Hamburguesa.
Hamburguesa. It sounds like you skipped the H and went straight to the A.
Exactly.
Now, Lily, I am not a native speaker of Spanish. What if I accidentally said hamburguesa?
I mean, they will still understand you. It's not a big deal, but I mean, you know that in English it's with an H, so H is usually, you know.
H sound.
Yeah, well, in English you don't say it either.
I do.
You do?
Hamburger. I want a hamburger, yeah. Maybe if you were...
Hamburger. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. So maybe if you were in Mary Poppins or something, you'd say, I want a hamburger.
Oh my God. That's a terrible impression of Mary Poppins.
I know, it's terrible. I was actually trying to be the chimney sweep. So anyway, the rule is H is silent in Spanish.
It's true.
All right, Lily, let's talk about what you've been dying to talk about since you wrote this lesson.
Room service!
Room service!
Servicio a la habitación.
Okay, Lily, I have to say I've never ordered room service in my life.
No, you got to be kidding me.
I have never ordered. I've always wanted to go downstairs to the restaurant or...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
I've always left my room.
Why?
Because I always... Whenever I stay in a hotel, I just feel like I'm at a destination that I have to explore. I always get out of the hotel.
Really?
Yeah. So this is not like you at all.
No, I love hotels just for room service.
I think we are very unlike. Isn't room service more expensive?
Yes, definitely. And in fact, like, you know, the products and mini bars, I think they have the highest markup price or like in all the, you know.
In all of capitalism.
Yes, exactly. But mini bar, I never touch.
Okay.
Yes, it's just a ripoff. But room service, I love it.
Now, so what do you order for room service?
Oof, it depends where, what part of the world I am. But,
okay.
Sometimes if I have cravings, I do actually order a hamburger.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, folks, yeah. You heard it here first. It's not always tacos and tamales for this Mexican
cita. No. Hamburguesa with jalapeños. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's like a Mexican hamburguesa.
I could go for that. You think they'll deliver to our studio?
Maybe.
Well, folks, if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Just go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.